Yes.
Whatever.
Oh, snap. Oh, baby. You're fired! Boo! What?
Really?
Oh, man!
Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, indeedy. Well, I'm going to turn this around. There you go. Hey, everybody. How are you? How are you again? Welcome to the Sports Authorities here on the new CKWI Radio 76. We're almost like the two-man bobsled team here.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, that's who we are. Right now, it's hello, everybody. John Sarri here, along with the old referee, number 462 in your programs, number one in your heart, the guy that can see an offside thing, even when it's not there, our sport director here at CKWR Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. How's everybody doing out there?
That's true. You know, well, we know who somebody's not doing so very well is our third compadre here is, you know, the Super CPA. I don't know if he's taking a couple of W-9 forms too hard, but he's not. He's feeling a little under the weather today, and we hope we see him back next time, you know?
Poor Kenny.
I
guess those 1040s has gotten under his skin or something.
You know, those married men, somehow, some way, he's just got all week all of a sudden. What has he been doing?
I have no comment at this time. I really do, but I don't.
I know. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, yeah, special guest star, too. We're going to have the fifth Beatle, the fourth Sports Authority, Paul Jerrick, will be with us at about 7:50 tonight.
And I wonder what he's going to be talking about.
I think about hockey, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if you missed the Elimination Chamber of WWE Sunday night, you won't feel like you missed it long, because Paulie will be here with all the updates. He'll be calling in from parts unknown.
That's right.
With a foreign object.
That's right. And we don't talk about anything that's scripted here.
That's true, too. Yeah, boy, do we not ever.
And whatever we talk about at the highest standards possible.
Boy, I'm telling you, you know, feel almost like Kenny's here with us. That's true. That's right. We are not scripted. We're not paid for by anybody. So we can tell you exactly how it is. We do not have the FCC here, but we do follow the DMCA, so sometimes the language may get a little bit salty. If it does, too, fucking bad. So.
And we're going to do Kenny a favor.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about Anthony Ghost.
Get his blood pressure up high.
We'll let Kenny talk about Anthony Ghost when he returns, hopefully next week.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all hoping that he will. And I hope he's feeling much better. So. This is how it kind of goes here, is that our sport director, Mark Milicek, writes up these wonderful books that we have for topics, and they're just little topic headers, and they're numbered, so if you hear us yelling out numbers, then you'll know that we're going to a different topic, and you feel a little part of being right with us. So, as always, what do we feel like starting today? Ooh, it's a party.
Ooh-wee!
Something tickled.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? You want to go number one? Number one is stupid. I mean, it really is dumb.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. You know, that's part of the reason why I put this in here. Because I don't know if society has gotten
stupid
or they've gotten technical.
Alternate fact?
Something.
Woo! There you go.
ESPN announcer.
Former announcer.
Now former announcer. Former tennis pro Doug Adler was announcing Venus Williams' tennis match.
Yeah.
And he was describing Venus Williams' tactics and comparing it with, like, you know, a guerrilla tactic. You know, the way...
Yeah, but guerrilla... Well,
like guerrilla warfare.
Is... Here, give her a timeout. There you go.
And now ESPN has fired him because he used the word guerrilla.
Yeah, I mean, guerrilla, there's depending on how it's spelled, you know, there's two different, I mean, there's guerrilla as in, you know, really cagey kind of fighting, and there's guerrilla like somebody that you see.
At the zoo.
Yeah, right. So, the fact is that he used it as guerrilla warfare, and that as she looks like a gorilla.
Right.
I mean, the guy was smooth enough to, you know, most human beings know, you know, say things like that, but it's okay to use gorilla. So ESPN gets all crazed and thinks he said gorilla as in like what Howard Cosell was. Howard Cosell,
yeah,
the little monkey thing,
yeah, yeah.
And he called somebody who runs like a little monkey, and he was saying because his grandson calls him the little monkey, he runs like a little monkey. Everybody goes, well, they're black. Ah, get rid of it, you know. And it's, I hope this guy sues like crazy. So the big thing is that he's. Doug Adler has taken ESPN to Los Angeles Superior Court, and I hope, you know, the lawsuit's going to – the guy is going to win. The guy – it's going to be ESPN Adler.
Yeah.
There's no way he loses this one. I mean, don't get that – I mean, ask the guy, what were you coming from? And also listen to the context that he was using it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody has gotten so damn sensitive about every little thing announcers say. I mean, it's going to get to the point that – who's going to announce anything now? Because
well, everybody is. But I mean, you're going to take a look at the, you know, the NFL, and they let wife beating go.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, and drinking and drugs, and they let all of that stuff in there. And you can't say the word guerrilla as in warfare.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, listen to the tape. You know, I hope the guy goes for a jury. You know, because listen to the tape and just sit back. Sit
right.
back and then say, I'm thinking of a number, you know. We can get out of here. I cannot understand how ESPN would ever even let it go to court, you know, because really they're going to just drag. Because if you drag, ESPN isn't the cleanest place to work for.
There's,
you know,
scandals in that place all the time.
Woo!
People are messing with other people and
just
behind people's backs and everything else.
Even in front of their backs.
Well, yeah, too.
You know, depending where their back is at the time.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
All you have to do is Google ESPN scandals.
And there's a list,
twang.
Like how many pages.
Twang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no wonder why so many people want to work for their hell. It's not the sports. Well, it is kind of the sport.
Well, extracurricular,
yeah.
Extracurricular sport.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, of
there
course.
You go.
Yes.
There you are. See, because we're too scared to say it. No, I'll give a second down. There we go, second down.
But, yeah, I mean, everybody, you know,
not
these
worried.
People are getting so sensitive now. It's like, come on.
It's not necessarily sensitive. I mean, really, if it was that stupid, you know, to call an African-American female a gorilla, all right, you know, worldwide, as gorilla as in some at the zoo, you know. But if you clearly hear the track, and you can look it up on YouTube, he says gorilla as in gorilla tactics. You know,
right.
Not,
right.
I mean, if you're that stupid, all the way up in ESPN, that you don't know the difference between those two words, you guys got to go. You got the problem.
Right. But it even says here, offended viewers called for him to be fired, too. So even
how
the people.
How stupid are you?
Even
you
the know, people yeah, are yeah, sensitive yeah, yeah. and stupid.
Cut it out. You know what, really? Let's call up every one of those viewers and slap them. You know, we'll give them a tickle. Wait. We can give them a tickle.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
Adler's going to have a big party.
There you go. No, this is even more appropriate for him.
Oh,
there
the big
go.
Ka-ching. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, after he wins his lawsuit.
Can he get the calculator ready, buddy? All right, so there you go. So now, you know, the funny thing is that March Madness begins what, in a couple of weeks?
March.
In March.
14th, right. I think.
Ooh, can you not wait?
Oh, boy.
I'm geeking. I'm telling you. I do. I really do. Like, besides that, I normally win all the pots because I'm that damn good when it comes
and
to
plus
college
you like
football.
Butler.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And Xavier.
Yes, who have guerrilla tactics.
That's right. Oh, we're in trouble now.
Oh, wait. I got something. Wait. There we go.
Are we in trouble now?
I censored myself. There you go. We saw Louisville and Louisville and Syracuse yesterday.
Right.
How much did we watch of that? Until we were stupid enough to turn it to the Pistons-Milwaukee game. God.
You know what was even a better game? Was Kansas and West Virginia. West Virginia was up 14 points with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go, and Kansas came back and tied it and won it in overtime.
But they must have been, working out with Atlanta? God.
But
how can you possibly, really, Syracuse wasn't showing me much, but they're not ranked this year, are they?
No, but Syracuse did come back and was leading that game.
Yeah, leading, but who won?
Well.
Yeah, Louisville took it. Yeah. But Louisville had, guys that were much taller. I mean, that doesn't normally necessarily, equal more talent, but.
No, but it equaled a lot more rebounds.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, a lot. I'm impressed, but you know what, really, you think that the coach is kind of, he doesn't have the team, or he can't recruit anymore. Do you really want to go to Syracuse anymore?
No, Boeheim is
behind the time.
Yeah, he's not getting the recruiting class like Mr. Patino is getting at Louisville.
Yeah. You know what, really, does anybody ever, how much does the NC2A really want to investigate? You know?
I don't think they want to waste their time.
I can't think of anything out of even Memphis State. I can't think of anything out of Tennessee when it comes to college basketball that I'd kind of look twice at. But boy, anything out of Kentucky, there's always that funky residue of scandal, mm-hmm. When it comes to any kind of Kentucky basketball. And I don't know why, really, of all things, Kentucky. But then you got, University of Kentucky, the Kentucky University.
Right.
That how many one-and-dones, because we were talking about this yesterday, how many one-and-dones do they have? And they don't care. It's a time where did you see where the NBA D-League is now going to be called the Gatorade League?
Gene, I wonder why that is.
Oh, my God.
It must be because of the ka-ching.
Thirsty? Wait a minute. You're doing the Kenny thing now? You're like,
oh, that, yeah, I know, I know. Yeah,
there.
Yeah, there we go.
I know. I mean, I got 100 of them here. Tell me which one.
Yeah. Sorry about that, but yeah.
That's all right. I'll give you a tickle.
But here we go. Everything goes back to money again.
Ching. That's right. I'll give you the jackpot number two. Like that?
No. Do you have the numbers for the lottery, too?
No, not yet, but that'd be. Okay. See that, man? 38 million? 38 million, even if they cut it in half.
Yeah.
I'm buying myself a Tesla right away. No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy the presidency. That seemed easy to do.
Yeah.
God. However, if you got March Madness coming around the bend, and you see Gonzaga is still hanging on to number one.
And they still haven't lost a game. They beat St. Mary's over the weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, where's St. Mary's ranked?
They were ranked in the top 15 or
maybe
18. They're not anymore.
No.
But.
But that's it. You love to see those little kind of, the Butlers, the Xaviers, the, Zags to a certain degree, come out of nowhere. I mean, you love these cute little colleges, that are basically there because they're happy to be there. And then all of a sudden they just catch a fire and then they get, the nation's attention because right. they're not a big, school and they're not a big program.
Big recruiting class, recruiting school.
You want these things. I mean, to see that Zag is number one. Number one. And they haven't been number one for just a week. They've been there.
For at least a month now.
But you know what I'd like to do, though? I'd like to see who they played. you know, okay, they played St. Mary's, but, I mean, are they the opposite of MSU, of Michigan State University? You know, do they pad like crazy?
I don't know. Maybe we'll get the intern on their schedule and bring that up next week.
There you go.
And find out exactly who they played because they're not in a big conference.
No, not even close, yeah. I mean, they're barely NCAA, I mean, Division One. You know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're not in the ACC or SEC or nothing like that. They're out west somewhere.
Yeah, it's almost like Mountain West, right. Mountain West Light, you know, the Verizon League. Verizon League, good God.
That's like Boise State football.
Yeah. Yeah, and how many people really want them in their league? You know, I mean, really, Mountain West? You know, because really, who does Mountain West have anymore? Not much.
I just found out over the weekend
that
Utah and Colorado,
the Utes,
are in the Pac-12.
You didn't know that?
No.
As our director?
Something slipped by me.
Where's that intern?
Yeah. Hey, intern, where the hell are you?
Chop, chop. I want to keep him over there.
But no, but see, what the thing about it is some of these schools get in for football and something, and they don't get in for everything. You know, like
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, right.
You know, I mean, Notre Dame will never, ever give up its football. I mean, nor should they. I mean, the more you keep telling no, you know, the more that, you know, I don't think... They can go because who are they with in basketball? ACC,
right? ACC.
You know, and so you're kind of going. Okay,
but it's funny how they could pick and choose. Well, I think we'll be the ACC for basketball, and I think we'll be independent for football.
Right.
And
yeah, but you can't cross. You can't go to like say the Big 12. You know, in football, in ACC, in basketball, in fencing.
Right.
You know, so as long as you remain an independent. But even though an independent gives you all kinds of leverage.
Oh, yeah.
You can really pad your schedule with a ton of Shrine of the Little Flowers. You know, and that's what I want to see what Zag's doing. You know, because if they're 23-0, you know, by
26-0 now.
Okay, but if you played St. Mary's, but they haven't played like Villanova or Bonaventure or anything.
No.
So. You kind of wonder. I mean, this is almost the time where we flip it over to Michigan State University, who's a perennial basketball powerhouse, you know. But is that thing where Izzo does his deal all the time about, you know, it's we're going to really stack a bunch of hard, hard opponents in front, you know, and conceivably go 0-5 before you get into the conference.
Right.
You know, so is it time that he stops that? Because, man, that really puts you at a disadvantage. Or it makes you look like that you can really do something fabulous.
Well, I mean, they did that this year, play in North Carolina. Didn't they play Duke?
Yeah, I mean, really, they go to the aircraft carrier and play.
Right.
I mean, that's cute, but you always play like the top five. I mean, literally the top five teams. And then chances are good your team's nowhere near. I don't know why. In this day and age, I don't know why he does it. It's very commendable. You know, but everybody else is loading up at, you know, Hostess University, you know, big time.
You don't see Harbaugh doing that.
God, I don't want to see Harbaugh at all. Wait a minute. Just for you, Kenny.
But see, the thing about it is Michigan State loaded up on those big guns at the beginning. But they're still not beating anybody in the Big Ten either, though.
Yeah, true that. You know, but you know the funny thing. But if you would have went, you know, and played, you know, University of Ho Ho, you know, or Ding Dong University, whatever, you go in 5-0, and you can shelter, you know, these losses to Indiana. You know, here's another thing.
That's true.
Why doesn't Indiana? Why isn't that a powerhouse state? I mean, it should be like Indiana, Kentucky. You know,
right.
But yet Indiana, where is that program falling off to?
I don't know. They're just like Ohio State. Ohio State is down too. So yeah, I mean, you're talking going to the 64. You might get three teams from the Big Ten or the Big 14 or the Big whatever the hell we got now.
Yeah, really, Big Ten can't count. You know, but really, who do you send? Maryland, Wisconsin. Who?
Wisconsin, from Maryland.
Purdue,
yeah. Unless they give Michigan State a...
Yeah, kind of like a mulligan.
They always seem to do good in the tournament.
Well, they're always excited. They travel well.
Right.
You know, and if it's all about the money, then they travel very well.
Right.
You know, and especially if you can get them coming out of like the Midwest region, you know, or you can make them fodder into the South. But boy, yikes. Look, Michigan State, you got to kind of make it look convincing here.
You can't keep losing to a 15 seed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you got to kind of, you know, I think that they'd have to do what? With the Big Ten, it's an automatic bid to get in if you win your conference, right? I mean, if you win the champion.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got to kind of do that, dudes, because I don't know who's going to be in front of you. I mean, Wisconsin's already in.
Wisconsin's going to make it. Purdue's going to make it. Maryland's going to make it. So...
So the winner, you guys just
the winner of the
out?
Tournament. Yeah. The winner of the tournament will make it. If it's not Wisconsin, Purdue, or Maryland.
Wisconsin and Purdue are all in the champions and the best or whatever the hell division that is.
Yeah, they call them whatever, the East, West.
All right, so they could cancel themselves out, right?
Yeah, but with their record, they'll probably still get in.
Oh, yeah, they'll still get in. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, look, Wisconsin, roll over, you know? Roll over. Maryland, how confident are you with Maryland?
Maryland's pretty good. They got, put it this way. You compare Maryland's football team with their basketball team.
Huge difference.
At different ends of the scale.
Yeah.
The football team is shittier than hell, and the basketball team is at the direct opposite end. They're pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah, that to me is going to be kind of interesting because really now – And once again, you hear the rumors being floated around. Here comes, 96 teams. Forget about 64. You know, have 10 play-in games. You'll ruin it. 64 it's almost too big now. But it's a bunch of fun, and it's a bunch of hoopla. And if you don't even know college basketball whatsoever, you know, you watch the last week, you know, you read, you know, Everybody's got an opinion, you know. I mean, CBS Sports goes all out. I mean, right. Man, you can print the bracket and do the whole nine yard, you know. I mean, in the Selection Sunday and all that stuff, okay, you know, let's chop the thing, shall we? You know, just tell us right away who's going in. None of this drum roll, please, you know. I understand the showmanship of it all and stuff, but let's go. You know, I'm already geeky. You know what? It's just so much fun, especially the first two rounds. Then, you know, after when it gets to be like, you know, the Final Four, you're seeing the best in college basketball and stuff. But the first two rounds, when everybody's playing everybody, and it's just, you know, they're staggering those games 90 minutes apiece, you know, apart from each other and stuff. I mean, I don't know if you can just, like, hang out at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, and just stay, but I mean, that's got to be super lucrative.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, or if you have something you can tape those games, you know, or just take the games are on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so just take Thursday, Friday off and just sit in front of your TV.
Do you know how many people do take Thursday off? You know, really? I would love to take Thursday off and just because they start early. I mean, they start at like noon or something.
Right.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, phew, and then here comes another, and then here comes another. I mean, really, when you see the 110 seeds, you know, you're kind of 1-8s. No, or 7-8s, I should say. And then they're cute. 7-8, you know, 4-5, you don't know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Here it comes. 110, you're hoping for that big upset, you know? And then again, it's like, how many brackets, you know, are you going to put in this year? You know, how much money do you feel like winning? You always play, like, the all-favorite bracket and then the crazy-ass wild shot brackets.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Although I don't. I only play one, and that's why I win. Talking about winning.
Talking about here. We got the expert over
that's
here.
That's right. Thank you.
John the Greek.
Four-time champion. I will have, you know, four out of the last five, you know, taking home that little hand of cash. You know, potato chips, I mean.
That's right.
Potato chips, Mr. IRS man. I do not make any money while gambling.
There That's right. That bag of chips.
That chip bag, man. And we always like to see Gilbert cry about, woo-hoo-hoo, I can't give you the money. Oh, why are you so good all the time? Because I am. As I am a authority.
That's right. That's why we call ourselves the sports authority.
Talking about which, you feel like going to three?
Is he ever going to make it here?
Here he comes.
All right.
I think he's jumping down from his high chair. Stan Van Gundy and his Stan walk.
Our buddy Stan.
Our buddy.
Yep. Well, I don't know what we're going to do with Stan.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
He's like ready for midget bowling. You know what I mean? Remember midget bowling when they take people and throw them? It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
It's like you got to go, Stan. I mean, Mark and I, we were talking about before, we saw the Milwaukee-Detroit game yesterday, and yeah, they were playing back-to-back. But it was almost to the point that everybody at, you know, in Milwaukee didn't want to win. Here, you win. No, here, you win. Here, you clang. No, here, you clang.
Yeah. Here, you throw it out of bounds, and then we'll do you a favor and throw it back out of bounds.
And you take a look around, you know, at the arena, there was nobody in Milwaukee. I mean, I've never seen a camera view that tight, just on the floor of the perimeter. I mean, you could barely see the benches. Because they didn't want to show there was nobody in Milwaukee. Dear Milwaukee, you really don't have much of anything else anyways. But then again, when was Milwaukee as a basketball team competitive? Competitive. There's that word. Kenny, sit down.
Yeah. Kenny's favorite word, competitive, which means 500.
Yeah, which means we're just fodder for the league.
Right.
Actually, when was it? Lou Alcindor days?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is a couple of years back, I think.
That's a couple of decades back. God, yeah, think about it. When was the last time you saw a good Bucks team?
I can't remember the last time they made the playoffs.
Man, they could be like the basketball Lions? No?
No, nothing could be like the Lions.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They haven't really won a championship or even competed.
Maybe when Oscar Robertson played.
Wow, the big O.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, that was terrible. I mean, you took a look at the Pistons, and again, there is something to be said, and I think we can go back a couple of the podcasts here. You can see Ish Smith. He really turns it on. You know, he runs the team. You know, Reggie, not so much. You know, but then again, where's your money? Follow the money. Printing the money. Print the money.
We watched, the first quarter?
And we couldn't watch anymore.
And Reggie didn't even take a shot.
It wasn't that good. I mean, it was a matter of who was going to clang more, and Milwaukee looks ripe for the Pistons too.
Right.
You know, they did not look like they were anywhere near anything last night.
It was funny. Reggie didn't take a shot in the first quarter, and Milwaukee's top scorer, and please don't ask me how to pronounce his name. It's got like 40 letters in it, but it starts with an A. He didn't score a point in the first quarter. Now, if you're point guard and you're leading scorer, don't do anything. That's not a good basketball game.
No, not much at all. Yeah. And that's where, you know, they saw it. There was trouble. I mean, we were looking at them and we couldn't believe it. I mean, I remember we were talking about this. Neither one of them were in sync.
Right.
You know, I mean, they weren't in sync with their teammates in sync, let alone being in sync with the competition they were at. Who's coaching them now? Milwaukee. Just about that good. Yeah, I know, really. It's a nondescript everything. Look, folks in Wisconsin, folks in Milwaukee, great city. Went there for a wedding once. It was a lot of fun. You know, you don't really have much going on there, so why don't you demand a better basketball team? I mean, here's Milwaukee, and it shows that you're a small town, because your baseball team is, when was the last time they did anything? When was the last time your basketball team did anything? If you hang your hats by saying we're all Green Bay fans, well, move to Green Bay. You know, you're nowhere near Green Bay.
The baseball team has a good gimmick, though. Every time they hit a home run, that guy slides into
that's
the
cute.
Beer.
That is. That, you know.
the beer glass or whatever it is out
and
there.
And the Cecil Fielder guy going, oh, man, are you kidding me? You know, God, my butt's going to be wet for a week. His butt's going to look like a raisin for the rest of the season.
Yeah. that is a pretty good gimmick. Even
that's
though,
cute.
You know, I don't know how many
but what is that for, though? I mean, probably it was for, what, a Miller beer or something at one
yeah.
time?
Right. I think it was at one time, I think it was called Miller Park or something.
What's it called now? Tropicana?
Uh,
yeah, right. See, bless your heart, Milwaukee. I mean, we do well in Wisconsin, you know, with ratings here and stuff.
Cheesehead
however,
Park, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, really, it's kind of a strange little town. I mean, it is small.
Right.
You know, I mean, if that's your big deal.
Maybe it is still called Miller Park. I
would check
gee,
it out.
Gee, intern, check that out.
He's uncapping one now as we speak. Put that high life down there, so youngster.
Yeah, punk. Put the beer down, get the information, and then you can drink your beer, okay?
Yeah, go back to the bar over there, the CK bar there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, see you, Wisconsin. You know, bless your heart that you guys push for Badger football and Badger basketball. You know, because you really don't have your pro sport teams. You know, and it doesn't seem like anybody cares in Milwaukee. It's like, yeah, whatever. You never see anybody, like, just get all angry that, you know, the Brewers aren't doing shit this year, you know, or they're not projected to, you know. And this is kind of the fun part because what the pitchers and catchers reported today, right?
Correct. Yep.
You know, full team is basically Friday.
Or first of next week.
Yeah.
Sometime. Yeah, in the next week or so.
So everybody gets going. Did you see the new Joker Merchant, the stadium? Wow. Nice. You know, they put like 40-some million bucks into renovating the place. Whoa. Nice job. Normally you see people that, like, will update their places, you know, and you spend all that money and you go, where'd that money go to? They did a hell of a job. You take some pictures. If you're out there, Google Joker Merchant Stadium. Or it's the public field at Joker Merchant Stadium now.
Oh, now they got a fancy name.
Yeah, really. But they got a 30-foot scoreboard now. Wowie. So does Jimmy John's Field in Utica. You know? Wow. Way Jeez. To go, guys. You're telling everybody a 30-foot one. Dang, that's huge.
Getting high class.
God.
You suck.
It's not all that great, friends. You know, it's nowhere near what they have in Texas. You know, go ahead, try to kick that field goal and bang off the monitor. Jeez, God almighty.
Or put it off the,
that's
off
what
the,
I'm saying.
Off and, the scoreboard.
And so instead of enforcing the rules, then the NFL team just looks, or the NFL, you know, looks the other way and goes, well, it's a quirk. Yeah. You know, we don't want to get Jerry mad. God.
Just like Tropicana. Is it Tropicana Field where you hit the ball off the catwalk, and one time it's a home run, next time it's a, oh, the ball fell in fair territory, keep running.
God. There's, when are they going to blow up that stadium?
I have no idea.
I mean, that is the Joe Louis of baseball parks. I mean, it really is. Quickly made, not real thought out. You know,
definitely not high enough.
No, not even close. I mean, really, if I was going in there, I would just tell all my guys, you know, don't pull the ball. Go straight up with it.
Yeah.
You know, just hit straight up.
Yeah, and then it bounces around like a pinball machine.
Yeah, keep running. Keep running. It gets lost in the lights. Keep running. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you think you're playing Pong or something. Or
keep running.
What's the name of one of those?
That's okay. That's cool.
Pinball machine games.
Like pachinko. I mean, it's like, here we go. Hit the ball straight up in the air. That's so stupid. And nobody thought of this.
Yeah.
There was nobody in Florida that goes, you know, we should reconsider the height of this stadium. Nah. You know, just put it in there. They're all excited because it's all air conditioned all year round. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we don't have to be in that hot, humid weather. We can sit in here in nice air conditioning. Oh, geez, where'd that ball go? Bing, 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 bing. Where's it going to land? Oh, nobody knows.
You know what's really the worst was where the Vikings played a couple of years ago, or even the Twins when they did that indoor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What did they ever do with that stadium? They knock it down?
I think they did.
God, it was awful.
With the big baggie?
Yeah, I mean, really, somehow, some way, they took a look at the Pontiac Silverdome. They go, oh, that's for us. Yeah. But we're going to make it weirder.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make it, like, so dull and dingy in there. God. Yep. You know how, like, you walk into a place where they have a black light, you know, and you immediately look at your clothes and go, ooh, look, I'm gone. You went into the stadium and you went, oh, look, I'm gray. Everything was just a washed out gray, black and white, blah. You know, even the turf, because the gray would wash out the green, and on TV it would look horrible, you know? So if you ever saw it in real life, that green was like Wizard of Oz green, you know? And then all of a sudden, wow. Eek. My script goes nowhere.
Nope.
Come here, my little topics. You know what we have not talked about, too, and we should? And I was thinking about this one real hard, you know? And I think it's where are we at there? We are 222 number 6, you know? Mike Illich, matter of fact, the founder of Little Caesars Pizza Treat. Do you understand how they got Little Caesars Pizza Treat? Originally, he named it Pizza Treat. And then she, a couple of years later, you know, she would always call Mike Little Caesar. She, Marion Illich, called him Little Caesar, you know? And so it became Little Caesars Pizza Treat. And then they dropped the apostrophe S to, you know, Little Caesars, and then it's just Little Caesars, no Pizza Treat. Because I remember Pizza Treat, because Pizza Treat used to be during the pizza days, you know, for those people who... He's got a Little Caesars somewhere around your house. But see, what happened was that Mike Illich was in our CAC Hall of Fame. First ballot, you know. And now the guy passed, I feel kind of bad, but can't change the facts. CAC owner at the end, but then you see the reason why. Because he was losing it rapidly.
Yes, he
was. You know,
was.
And so you almost have to go for Chris Illich. Because there's a transfer in CAC, you know. Once you pass on, your first hair can get your CAC-ness. And if, you know, everyone's looking at him and going, are you like the Steinbrenner kids? You know, are you going to like really smack some financial smackdown going on here, or
are you going to keep it going?
But Chris just doesn't seem like he's into any of the sports whatsoever.
No.
I don't even think he wants it. Here's the crazy thing. You have 7 Illich kids, and only one gets to take over your whole empire.
Where's the other 6?
Yeah, I know, really. It kind of casts some, you know, pretty decent shade on those guys. You know, it's like, why couldn't anybody else take this over?
Or, yeah, I mean, you have 7.
Yeah, plus Marion. Yeah, but you know what the really funny thing is? In the Detroit papers, in some national papers, too, they're going, Marion Illich, who's head of, you know, only name is on the casino, Motor City Casino, as owner, you know, helped fund the Detroit Tigers. And it's like, you're not supposed to say that the casino, because Major League Baseball won't let you have gambling anywhere nearby.
Right.
So that's why she got it all in her name. But yet you see all these writers like with a wink, yeah, none of that casino money made it into the Tigers. So you wondered why. How this guy who sells $5 pizzas had enough money to just pay anybody they wanted to. The guy was worth billions with a B. Multiple billions, and I mean like 6-7 billion with a B. No wonder why he didn't care what contracts were. I mean, he was the right guy, especially in the NHL, you know, for the right guy, for the right thing, for whatever you guys want. You know, get the guy, whatever he wants, whatever it takes to get a winner. And at that time, everybody loved Illich. Loved him. Talk about being a great time at a great place. You know,
right.
Because he was still, you know, had all his faculty still with him. And, you know, there was no cap, so to speak, in the NHL. Oh, really? You want a Brett Hull? Pfft, whatever he wants, man. Just bring him in. You know, I mean, they were getting people left, right, and center. And then all of a sudden you saw the drift. I mean, it was like, it's nice that the Red Wings were winning. Oh, Red Wings. But it seemed like the Tigers just were like, you know, the favorite sons. you know, and what did they do? You know, they said, well, you know, he took him to the World Series twice. Yeah, and choked it away twice. You know, it's like, all right, don't speak, you know, the man's past and there's nothing else you can do. But now you're seeing, we're waiting to see the backstory. Because every time some famous guy passes, you know, or a lady passes, you always see something, you know, in the back.
That comes out.
Yeah, big time. And you kind of go, uh-huh. But now that we thought, you know, we thought the guy was a millionaire, and that's kind of cool, but not be with a billion and not like 6 or 7. But you see like early pictures of him when he was doing the Little Caesars Softball League, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was sponsoring everything. See how many kid leagues they had? Kid hockey leagues? I mean, if you were on the Little Caesars, on the AAA Little Caesars, you were something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, he was sponsoring meals for veterans and...
Yeah, well, he was doing all kinds of... Yeah. Paying for Rosa Parks. But so, you know, her rent and stuff like that. But if you go back to the you know, like Gordie Howe Hockey Land when it was in... Shoot, I can't remember. Westland, I think?
Westland, yep.
You know? I mean, Little Caesars played there a whole big bunch. I mean, how many kids did Ilitch ignite, you know, to play hockey, even if they never went to the pros or nothing? I mean, he really took over youth hockey. Talking about youth hockey, we saw a video of Jason Kleba. He's a defenseman on a, you know, little team. And it's like one of those videos that somebody was just cool enough to videotape it right at the right time at the right place. Because he's a defenseman. He pinched in. And you would see... All these people were screening the other goalie, so he's up on the blue line. He shoots from the board, and right when everybody was where he shot, everybody just seemed to, like the beginning of The Simpsons where the clouds part, all these players get away, and the shot goes from the board right like, what did this be, four hole?
Yep.
A catch, you know? It goes sailing right in. You know, it's one of those moments that you'll remember all your life, especially defensemen. You know, if you're not going to be Bobby Orr, you know, I mean, that's a hell of a thing to have. And it was a cute play. I mean, we'll watch the video a couple of times. And you think that's just exactly what Ilitch did. Ilitch found so many kids to play hockey. How many of them have really great memories of just skating around, booting around? And, you know, Gordie Howe would show up at these times all the time. You know, he'd just come right in unannounced and, you know, help out the kids. Even though he could never coach, he could never be like an NHL coach. He didn't have, you know, I don't think he has the patience. But can you imagine being the greatest? And you are the greatest hockey player of all time, by far. By, you know, I don't care what metric you use, you know.
And how many Wayne Gretzky fans are out there?
None. I was giving him a you suck.
You suck!
There you go.
There you are. You know, really, Gretzky... What did Gretzky do to the team? He scored, right? And scored and scored and scored a lot. Look at what Howe did. What's a Gordie Howe hat trick?
A goal, an assist, and a fight.
Yeah, right. You know, so, I mean, not only did Gordie have to score, but he had to keep the other team honest. You know?
Yeah, and how many more goals and assists would he have if he wasn't in the penalty box,
mm-hmm,
keeping the other team honest?
Well, or go the other way. If Gordie Howe was in the present-day league, I don't even want to call the 80s present-day league, you know, no train travel, no bus travel, the best medical. I mean, really, you know what you did after a hockey game back in the day? You sat in the whirlpool, and then you got out, then you walked away, you know? There was no trainers. There was no medical science like that. There was nothing. Stitch them up. Get them out there. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you went, if you hurt yourself.
Get up and go. Yeah, because somebody else is going to take your job.
Went to the bench. You taped it up and
went back out. You had wooden sticks.
Right.
I mean, really, if you'd have one of those little swangy wangies that they got right now, you know, the $500 sticks. I mean, he used the Northland wood, you know. I mean, wood sticks. I mean, it was a wood flat blade, you know, no helmet, really heavy equipment, no high-tech skates. I mean,
right. Yep.
This guy, I mean, if you bring him now into today, he would be unstoppable. I mean, my God, could you imagine the contract that guy would have had today. Because he could do everything. I mean, right now, any team's looking for a fighter who can score like 15. You know, if you could find somebody who, well, you notice how fighting's coming a little bit back into the NHL?
Little bit. Yeah.
But a little bit is better than zero that it's been in the last decade. You know, Bettman, for everything that you're trying to do and stuff, people are tired of the European experiment, you know?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, too, is the instigator rule is keeping teams from being able to patrol and take care of the problems on their own.
True that. Talking about which, Nyquist, how much you think?
Well, when the league calls and says they want to have a hearing.
Yeah, they want you to show up, and you
and they
don't.
Want to show up. That's usually an automatic six.
Yeah.
So it's going to be between 6 and 10 games. So at least I think so. And while I was doing the investigating of the script today, I kept looking at that replay, and it's like he's looking right at him when he stuck that stick up there.
Yeah, but you know what? He turned around gently, and the guy sticks his helmet right on, you know, leans forward, you know. So therefore, you know, what could he do? The guy walked right into the stick.
Yeah, but the way he turned the stick and put the blade.
Yeah, that's what he did. The guy grabbed the stick. He grabbed the edge. He put it in his face repeatedly.
No, he didn't.
And put it, well, evidently, you didn't see the same one.
No.
Well, you must be looking at the alternative fact game. You know.
But that's okay, John. You don't like Nyquist anyway, so it'll probably make the Wings play better.
But he's a fine Red Wing, so it doesn't really matter.
A fine Red Wing.
There you go. They're waiting. Here we come. Here comes the March surprise. Don't you worry an inch.
Yeah.
You know? All they have to do is run the table now.
Yep.
They're waiting.
54 points. They're only 16 behind Montreal. They're only...
Yeah, but here
seven
comes
behind Toronto.
Here comes Montreal's fall, and this is the brilliance of Howland. You know, he knew that Montreal would like race to number one when they've been in first place for how long now?
Just about the whole season.
That's right. And so, really, the brilliance. And where's the Wings right now?
Last.
Not last, just on the lower end of the spectrum.
Well, last in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Division.
Right. Right, so here comes the brilliance of Kenny Holland. He goes, all right, we'll go last. We'll keep our crappy coach. We'll wait for Montreal to fire their first place coach. Ha-ha, that team will be in turmoil. They'll tank, and we can go nowhere but up. Brilliant move.
So you're trying to say that the Red Wings are going to sign Michel Therrien?
No. It's just that Montreal is going to be so out of whack.
Oh,
know? Then what's going to happen is they're just going to fall. And so as they fall, you know, Detroit can go nowhere but up with their March surprise.
With their March madness.
With their March surprise where they run the table. Talking about running the table, this should be kind of fun. All right. So as you well know, our third sport authority today, Kenny, is under the weather.
Under construction.
Yeah, no kidding. Married guy, probably is on a kitchen table somewhere with somebody, if you know what I mean. Because I could get it any time. That's the whole thing about getting married. So, but talking about somebody who's not married, in the fifth Beatle that we have here, I think it's time that we use the call mark phone and call our good friend, Paul Jurek, who will fill us in on what happened Sunday as we all gathered around the old 55-inch TV and watched one of the better sporting events.
That's right.
So let's place the phone now. And hope to God it's not my dial-a-porn thing that comes up all the time. You know? However, he's busy. He's calling somebody else or something.
He might be dialing porn.
He could be. Yeah, really. If he's dialing porn, we're sunk, man.
You know? Then we got to talk for 10 more minutes.
That's true, too. Good God. Polly!
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
I'm Mark. Hi, John. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Paul. Say hi to Henrietta for us.
Okay, I will. She's upstairs, though.
Good man, you. All right.
I hope Kenny feels better out there. Yeah, he's listening.
Married man. Why do we all chuckle at that? All right, so here's the story.
Because we're not.
Fill us in. Fill us in on what everybody missed. We got 4 minutes, man. What did we miss on Sunday?
Not a whole lot. It was probably a poor pay-per-view, except for the final match where they had the actual Elimination Chamber. But even that, I was reading they gave it an A-plus on
who did?
Sports Authority. But
no.
But,
you're reading other people.
But in my opinion, I'm glad that Bray Wyatt won because he has never won a championship yet, and he's kind of good. He talks a lot, and he could carry it really good. And but what I didn't like about the match, there's a lot of men laying down throughout the match and taking long breaks, in which I didn't see that at the Royal Rumble, so I had no idea why they were doing it. I seen like 3 men laying down and 2 men fighting.
You know, we should tell everybody what we're talking about. What we're watching is, you know, we could have watched any other sporting event, but since they're all scripted and fake, we decided that we'd watch the WWE Elimination Chamber pay-per-view that was this Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. We could have watched the Montreal-Boston hockey game, but that was scripted because we knew Boston was going to win 4-0.
And that's why we knew that they were going to fire their manager. But we had no idea when that chick almost lost her top at the WWE that was going to happen.
Yeah, Nikki Bella against Natalya. We had almost an issue there where the door was ramped up open, and I know there's a couple of us in the room were concerned about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you know what? What did you think of the Elimination Chamber itself? Should they do that more often, or?
Oh, I think they a few years ago they did, I believe, like 4 matches of Elimination Chamber. Now they're down to 1.
Yeah.
But yes, I think they should always do it every February. They should have more than 1 match. They did have the championship match, but I think there was too many singles matches, too many women matches. The women on SmackDown aren't as good as the women on Raw, so
okay.
Too many matches like that. But that was a poor pay per view. The next pay per view, Fastlane, in 2 weeks, so that's already looking better with a couple matches.
Yeah, who's going to be on there?
Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. I have no idea how that one's going to end up.
Woo!
You know, very, very big match right there, already headlining as far as I'm concerned. Another match is here. Sounds okay. That's, oh my gosh. I got the name already, but.
That good?
Yes. I know it's Kevin Owens versus, I can't remember his name.
That guy, was somebody Goldberg?
Goldberg, yep.
Yep, there you go. How do we know?
I hope it's not going to be a quick Goldberg match like it's been the last two with Brock Lesnar.
All right, really, really briefly, we're just about out of time there, Polly, but WrestleMania comes up when?
April 2nd. You know, Sunday, April 2nd, starting at 7 p.m., so it's going to be about 7 weeks away, so... And so far, there's only one match on there is Brock Lesnar, and again, I forgot his name again. But, you know,
Goldberg?
No, Goldberg again.
You want to forget his name.
That's all I know so far.
Cool.
But,
alrighty. Well, thank you, Polly. Paul Jurek, everybody, the fifth Beatle here, the fourth permanent member of the Sports Authority. Thanks for calling in, lad, on the Call Mark hotline here.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to dialing porn. All right. See you later, lad.
Okay. Bye, John. Bye, Mark. Bye, Kenny.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Paul Jurek, everybody. The fourth Sports Authority. Always, always on top of most sports. You know,
that's
basketball,
right.
The guy is great. Baseball, great. WWE, he is unmatched.
That's right.
There you go. So... Do you feel like putting in a little bit more Zetterberg? No, I don't care. Worst. You know what we should do? We should almost get the intern to see what was the worst captain for the Wings.
I don't know. Might have him right now.
My God. I mean, uninspired, wispy lispy. You know, this team is quit.
Well, Lindstrom was the captain. Yzerman was the captain before him, so it's got to be Zetterberg.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then you go before...
Well, if you go before them, you might have one that's not very good.
Brad Park. When he got traded there. I mean, John O'Gratnik.
Yeah. You know, well, I guess
Johnny Zetterberg, O.
Yeah, I guess Zetterberg might be better than them, but not by...
Oh, I don't know. John O'Gratnik had a hell of a shot.
Yeah, he did.
He had a heavy slap, you know, and you thought, well, here we go. I mean, this is almost in the... God, who was... I can't even remember who the goaltenders were back, like, in just when Yzerman was breaking in.
Okay, so that would be...
Mr. Mio?
He might have been around.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of who... I mean, talking about your nondescript team.
Right.
You know, I mean, here's something. Gerard Gallant's looking for a job now. Come to Detroit, my boy.
Well, that's
come to Detroit.
I mentioned that. It's like, gee, you want to bring a homeboy back? There's your guy right there.
Who could have some... Yeah, really, and talk about... And he's everything that the former Mr. Ilitch would look for. Star name, local ties to great, you know, era of, you know, great memories. You know, even though the guy's big as a horse now, good Lord, did he get big. You know, too many... Toasted peanut butter and jellies. Love toasted peanut butter and jellies now. Oh, yeah. What the hell that
is. And then
about.
What did Florida do? They threw him off the bus and made him.
You know what? You would think the guy would, if he got any kind of NHL job whatsoever, he'd come back just barreling to get back and just busting their chops, proving them wrong. I think this guy, Gerard Gallant, would be a pick right now.
Well,
you know?
Be better than Blashill, because Blashill is a minor league coach. He's not an NHL coach.
You know what? Really, I forgot to see how the Griffins were doing this year. You know, plodding along, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, I haven't heard of them being in first place.
No, and the funny thing is that the way that Holland, you know, does the Wings is he keeps everybody down on the farm until they're like 40. You know, then they bring them up. You know, like stupid.
Well, you know what he does? He keeps them down there. To the point, then he tries to bring them up, but by that time they lose their, he loses their right. availability to send them back.
Yeah, talk about it, it's as stupid as you can be, because by that time they're already, you know, when you're 23, 24, 25, 26, you're already stuck in the eye. You know, you have no idea that the NHL is there. You come up a couple of times and you go back a couple of times, but you're nowhere near ready for it. And talk about nowhere near ready. We're nowhere ready to go home. What the heck? There's your 1 hour, my man.
Wow.
Fast as it came and fast as it went. So, we are so thankful and happy that you were here today with us at the Sports Authorities here at CKWI Radio 76. If you're, you know, we're in the bathroom for half of this or something like that, you can always get us at Podbean, Podbean. .com, and you can hear us on our podcast, which we record and put up every Tuesday night. All you have to do is put in CKW in the little circle, and up we pop. So, for myself, John Sarver, and the old referee himself, Mark Milicek, our sport director here, the Dave Dials of CK, and for Kenny, who's not here right now, we know what he's doing. Oh, you know what? You know, I just had to think about it. Let's add this up. Married man and Valentine's Day. You're not going out of the house.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. That's right.
Forgot about what today was.
How much jelly do you think is going on around there? And I don't mean Smuckers.
Wow.
Way to go.
That's
way
right.
to go, Kenny. So happy Valentine's Day to you and your bride and to everybody else that's out there. So we will be more than happy to see you next Friday. Or next Friday, my God, no. Next Tuesday. I'm thinking about the jelly thing. Next Tuesday here at 7 o'clock on the Sports Authority. So until that time, everybody, see you later.
Bye.